Off the Ball, GAA.
I think if everybody's been honest with themselves, you know, we would have went down to Dublin on the hope that we can ignite the thing again. But once we were beaten by Cork, I think we knew deep down that we weren't going to win in All Ireland.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. League of Ireland on Off the Ball.
Along to this week's edition of the LOI Wrap, I'm Ross Flanagan. On today's episode, 10 men bowls rally to win Dublin Derby, Rovers extend their lead at the top, Coughlin's Waterford impress again, and Shells begin life without O'Brien. But first, Derry City return to the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium in fashion with a 2-0 win over Drogheda United. The Candy Stripes returned home following a 2-month spell at temporary home Celtic Park, while a grass pitch replaced the ageing AstroTurf. Cameron Dumigan opened the scoring for Derry halfway through the first half, while Adam O'Reilly added a second late on in injury time. The win now puts Derry on 29 points, still in 6th place, but crucially just one behind Shelburne. Drogheda United now sit just 5 points off 10th place Waterford, with a 3-point lead over 9th place Sligo Rovers in their promotion relegation spot. On Wednesday's LOI pod, Stephen, Vinnie and Garrett talked about the new pitch at the Brandywell.
Let's just touch quickly on the pitch, because it is the first night of the Ryan McBride Brandywell with its new surface. And Joe, I was thinking back to when Croke Park was redeveloped, and I can remember in the early stages when they had the new sod there at the new Croke Park. I remember it took a while for that sod to bed in, and you had trouble with, you know, whether it be hurling or football, players are slipping all over the place. You do see that sometimes with new surfaces on pitches and new grounds. Could that be an issue, do you think, over the next couple of weeks?
I tell you what, there'll be some uproar if the sods aren't done properly and the amount of money's been spent, let me tell you. No, it'll be fine, Steve. It'll be 100% fine. It looks unbelievable. There was talk of it nearly being ready for the Bows match, but it just didn't make it. So it will be ready to rock. The players, I think, are going to train on it this week as well. So, no, there'll be no problem here. It looks unbelievable.
You know where that comes from, Steve? It's the hybrid pitches. The fibre is in the ground and the grass grows around the fibre. And remember, name dropping here, we went to Zenit St. Petersburg. I wasn't playing. But the players all found the pitch really slippy late in the night as came a little frost on it, because it's obviously still a certain amount of synthetic material in the pitch. And I think that can catch people out a little bit in terms of, depending on if it's wet, it's a little bit more slippy than a natural grass pitch. It is in all intents and purposes a grass, but it's like Anfield is very similar standard pitch as what Derry have got. I think it'll be fine, and it's a brilliant addition. To be fair to Derry, the foot and the owner, he's put his money where his mouth is, isn't he? And it's such a hard change to make mid-season, because we don't have grass growth in the off-season. So do what he's done. They deserve your credit for it.
You can catch a full LOI pod in your OTB podcast feeds. Bohemians made it 2-from-2 in Dublin derbies this week with a 2-0 win over St Patrick's Athletic. The hosts went 1-0 up near the end of the first half after they were awarded a penalty when Patrick Hickey was brought down in the box. Colin Whelan converted to give the lead to the North Dublin side, but it was almost 0-0 for Captain Hickey, who picked up his second yellow card on the stroke of half-time. But Bohs rallied on, adding a second through Ross Tierney in the 19th minute with a bizarre goal that appeared to trickle over the line, allowing the side to leapfrog their rivals into second place. Ben Sines was on our live and exclusive commentary last night and caught up with goal scorer Tierney, who explained what happened when he scored.
Yeah, like he says, it's a delight to get 3 points. I was probably fortunate with my goal. I knew when Dawson got it, he could find me back post. I think it came off Gitty, got Nick, and I think it came off my hand, but thankfully it went in. I thought when it hit my hand, I was like, right, it's a free out. So when I ran after, I was like, I don't really need to touch, he's going to give a free out. But thankfully I went in, and then I looked at the line and he was running back towards the half of the line, so I thought it's a goal, so I was happy and just celebrate before he chalks off.
Ben also caught up with Bohs manager Alan Reynolds, who spoke about the importance of 6 points in 5 days.
Look, they're massive to get 6 points against two really good teams, I suppose, first of all. But I'm delighted with the way we've won both. There are two different ways of winning. You know, I thought on Monday really good with the ball and without it, but showed lots of quality. I thought tonight's second half was real dig in and showed the other side, which people I think question.
Finally, Ben caught up with Saints manager Stephen Kenny, who was disappointed with the loss.
Overall, we didn't deserve it really on our second half performance. You know, we didn't do enough to break Bohemians down. We had some good moments in the first half where we had a brilliant move where, you know, Keane Levy found himself in on goal, the keeper made a good save, and he did a couple of other efforts, and Ryan Edmondson obviously had a header early on in the second half. But after that we didn't Bohemians defended well, and we didn't have the answers on the night, and we have to look at ourselves for that.
Bowes are now just 7 points behind rivals Shamrock Rovers in second, while Pats sit in third on 28 points with two games in hand. Waterford picked up their third win under manager Graeme Coughlan with a 3-2 away win over Dundalk in Oriel Park. The hosts went 2-0 up through goals from Owen Kenny and Harry Groom, before the Blues got one back through Tommy Lonigan before the end of the first half. Lonigan added a second with a converted penalty midway through the second half, and it was John Mann who netted the winner 5 minutes before the end. Waterford manager Graeme Coughlan spoke to LOI TV following the win about the comeback.
Like I said it a few weeks ago, the timing of goals. The timing of our goal just before half-time was crucial. We had a little 5-10 minute period just before half-time where Tommy smashed one off the post. And to get in 2-1 rather than 2-0 was big. It was probably a turning point mentally. And our mindset changed a little bit on that goal. Had we not scored, I would have had a big job on my hands trying to lift this group, but the goal was key.
The Blues now sit just 2 points behind Sligo Rovers in last place, while Dundalk sit on 35 points, still in fourth place. And finally, we get to the league leaders, as Shamrock Rovers pulled off a 3-0 win over Galway United. Goals from Aaron Green, John McGovern and Michael Noonan secured the win for the Hoops, while Franz Biero picked up a consolation goal in injury time for the visitors. Hoops manager Stephen Brady spoke to LOI TV following the win about star man Adam Brennan.
Yeah, he was excellent, Adam. I think we've seen signs since the injury. There's been glimpses of it in games. 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. It's getting longer and longer. But yeah. Tonight I thought he was excellent in how he played the game, how he attacked it, how brave he was. And his decision-making at the end. We know he has the skill to beat players, but it's the composure and the decision-making at the end that was pleasing.
The win puts the reigning champions on 47 points, 7 clear rivals Bohemians, while Galway United sit in 7th, 5 points clear the promotion relegation spot. In the Sol 7:45 kick-off tonight, Shelburne begin life without Joey O'Brien as they travel across the showgrounds to take on Sligo Rovers. On yesterday's Off the Ball Breakfast, Keith Tracy spoke about some of the reasons why Shelburne made the decision to part ways with the former Republic of Ireland international.
A lot of people will say, you know, Shelburne haven't been great this season, they're fifth in the league, and that's why Joey has gone. I don't really subscribe to that. And the reason being is that Shelburne have lost, is it 5 games this season? Sorry, 6 games. Shelburne have lost 6 games this season. The defeat to Bowes was their 6th loss, and I know that was a bad loss, but Shamrock Rovers have lost 5 games, St. Pat's have lost 5, Bowes have lost 6, and Derry have lost 7. And none of those managers, to the best of my knowledge, other than Alan Reynolds at Bowes, who just seems to continually be under pressure. He could win 10 games in a row and lose his 11th, and he would be under pressure. But Rovers, Pat's, Derry, none of those managers really seem to be under any great pressure to me. And the fact, like, Shelburne beat Shamrock Rovers 2 weeks ago in Tolka, and they played really well. I know Shamrock Rovers were the better team. I did commentary on the night. Rovers were the better team, but that can be the case. They defended really well. Harry Wood got up the pitch and was excellent. I think the one thing that works against Joey is, I think five out of the six defeats have come at Tolka, and St. Pat's, Dundalk, Derry, Drogheda and Bowes have all gone to Tolka Park this season and won. I think that leaves a bad taste in the mouth of the Shelburne fans. They've only had the one win in the last 5. They're seven points off third place.
You can tune into OTB Breakfast Monday to Friday from 7:30 a.m. on YouTube or the Go Light app. In the first division last night, Athlone Town drew 1-1 with Finn Harps. Cork City kept their lead at 15 points at a 2-0 win over Bray Wanderers. Kerry overcame Longford Town with a 2-1 win. UCD beat Cove Ramblers 2-0. And Wexford and Treaty United played out a nil-all draw. Today is also semi-finals day for the Avenir All-Ireland Cup, with both matches taking place. At 1 o'clock, Shelburne host Bohemians in a heated Dublin derby, a repeat of last year's semi-final which saw Bowes through on penalties. And then at 5 o'clock, LOI leaders Galway United welcome Piemont United to temporary home Moyne Villa. Meanwhile, there are 3 matches in the Women's Premier Division today, with Shamrock Rovers hosting Wexford at 1 o'clock, Cork City hoping they can build on last week's first win of the season as they travel to Waterford at 3 o'clock, and finally at 7:35, Sligo Rovers travel to Limerick to face Treaty United. Next week is packed full of exciting fixtures ahead of the European qualifiers, as in the Premier Division on Friday at 7:45, Derry City welcome Waterford to the Brandywell, Bowes look to continue their form with a trip to Sullivan and Lamb Park as they take on Drogheda United, Pats will hope to bounce back as they host Galway United, Shamrock Rovers travel to the Showgrounds to play Sligo Rovers, and at 8 o'clock, Dundalk hope to bounce back as they play Shelburne away in Tolka Park. And in the First Division, Bray Wanderers welcome Athlone Town. It's the Cork Derby at St. Colman's Park, with Cove Ramblers hosting Cork City. Finn Harps take on Wexford, 3D United host Kerry at Marketsfield, and on Saturday, Longford Town host UCD at Bishopsgate. That is a 7:30 kickoff. Finally, Shamrock Rovers captain Pico Lopez helped Cape Verde continue their fairy tale World Cup win with a nil-all draw with Saudi Arabia, securing second in Group H, setting up a round of 32 tie with the winners of Group J, Argentina. That is all we have time for on this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. You can get more in-depth analysis, reaction and news from across the league around and off the ball, including the LOI pod on Wednesday with Stephen Dole, Vinnie Perth and Garrett McLean, LOI Late Night with Ben Syme, Shane Keegan and you, the fans, our live commentary next Friday, as well as our Irish football-focused segments across Off the Ball and OT Breakfast. I'll be back next week. Take care.
League of Ireland. On Off the Ball.